You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Most of us grew up building things with Legos. But did you know there is a group where Lego lovers can get together and build almost anything, including a model of a Saturn V rocket? And the group also helps teach STEM subjects to kids while they're doing it. Here to tell us more about Legos for everyone, including adults, is one of the founders of Idaho Lego User Group, Scott Bowman. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
All right. So first off, the correct way to say Legos is Lego.
Correct.
Not plural, right?
It is not a plural. It's a brand. So if you think about the Lego group, Lego is the root of legat, which is Danish for play well.
Okay, so it's Lego.
Lego.
But it's really hard.
So it's bricks, elements, pieces, Lego, bricks, elements, pieces. That's,
okay.
But I'm not going to be too hard on you.
Well, good, because I will probably say Lego sometimes.
The other one, it's all caps. It's not supposed to be.
Right, it's all caps.
It's all caps.
Right, exactly. Okay, so you are what's called an AFAL.
Correct.
An adult fan of Lego.
Correct.
Okay, how long have you been into Lego?
Really active probably for the last 7-8 years, but I did it all my life. I'm half Danish, so.
Oh, so it just kind of comes with the territory.
I was growing up with it, correct. And I have a ton of family, and at one time I had, we're not exactly sure how he was related, but he was the vice president of financial group of Lego. So, again, we got a great tour. We've been to Billund a couple of times, and, I just have always loved the brick. And then as I went into early retirement and, you know, it more just to protect my retirement funds, I decided I wanted to be more creative. And so Lego is my medium.
What I think is interesting with Lego is I remember as a kid, it was the bricks. And you had like that green, you know, building block.
Base plate.
The base plate. Okay, there you go. And you just kind of build, and I did not find it to be that fun. I have an older brother who did. When I see all of the things that Lego comes out with now, and I have Legos all over my house, I have two boys, it has evolved so much.
It has. It's funny. It's actually kind of gone overboard to in the 80s, 90s, they actually had maybe somewhere in the territory of 120,000 different kinds of elements and bricks they were making. And then they really backed that down to less than 20,000. And I really think that it's more creative today than it was just a few years ago, because we have to make do with the elements we get. And so there's still a lot of building with 2x4, 2x2, 2x3 brick. But now we do have other options, slopes and curved and bows and a lot of different things.
And that's what amazes me is when my kids get a new Lego and you open it up and I'm like, this is, you have a curved piece. Or you have, I mean, I was like, yeah, we just had all the basic bricks. And so it really has come a long way. But it, as you said, it's creative.
It is. It's very creative. And it's also, you have to think about the pixel size. So if you're building small, we call that micro building, you do need a lot of those elements, very, very small elements, curves, slopes, all that kind of stuff. But like the Saturn V you mentioned, that's 11 and a half feet tall. It's all dimensional brick, or what I call 2x4, 2x8, 2x6. So if you go big, your pixel becomes big, so you can use those bricks much more efficiently.
So tell me about the Idaho Lego Users Group. What is it, and you know what does it do?
Sure. A good friend of mine, well, I actually founded two. I founded the Iowa Lug several years ago with a friend there. And then my wife, I'm following my wife to Idaho. She has a job at Simplot. And so I wanted to start another lug. And there was a gentleman named Greg Fastabend, who was is kind of my partner in crime. And he wanted to start one. And I had already done one. So we started this Lego user group. So we get together on a monthly basis. We have workshops on almost a monthly basis. And we talk Lego. We talk about how to build. We then have large events, too. So we come out and exhibit our MOCs, which is another acronym for My Own Creations.
Okay. All right.
So this is what you make, you know, yourself without
Without the big booklet,
without
the
instructions,
direction
right.
pamphlet.
Build outside the directions.
Right. So, okay.
And so we do this really to celebrate the brick, but also just to enjoy that commonality of the hobby and just like any other hobby.
So now tell me about how you interact with kids when it comes to, you know, STEM subjects in school.
You bet. So I'm a recovering mechanical engineer, and I have been very, very strong on STEM. I'd also like to add in the A and get steam.
Steam, I agree
right?
with you.
So because it we still need to be creative in how we solve problems. But so STEM has been a big part of my life, making sure my daughters had any capability or any opportunity that they wanted. So the idea of building with Lego, to me, is foundational to with solving problems. We have a limitation. We have, criteria we have to meet. And we can still be creative and we can still design within that. It also starts to lend math. There's a huge amount of math related to kind of inherent hands-on math, the way Lego works. You know, three plates makes a brick. Mm-hmm. Actually, five sideways makes one brick going upwards. So there's all sorts of math in the way these things all interconnect. So I do several different activities, but the one that's been most popular is Design Within Constraint, where I have kids build towers, and then that tower is graded both on height, because everybody likes to build tall, but also efficiency. How many bricks per inch? Because I don't have an infinite amount of money. I don't have an infinite amount of brick.
Mm-hmm.
And how stable is it? Will it just fall over? And that basically takes out the 2x4 brick that goes up forever, because it just isn't going to stand up.
And I remember I had an elementary school teacher tell me one time that the more children build with Lego, the better they will become at subjects like math and science, because exactly what you said, it is that hands-on, you know, tactical learning by building.
Right, right. And it's math. I mean, if you want to get to a certain point, I just the other day was trying to solve a problem. And I had to figure out how many plates and bricks would be apart, and I couldn't get into both of them, you know. So, again, that was just inherent math. How do I get there? How do I get to that point?
I'm speaking with Scott Bowman. He is the co-founder of Idaho Lego Users Group, talking about the organization. Also, talk a little bit more about that 12-foot Saturn V space rocket that you've built.
Sure. So last year, I'd had this dream for about 4 years. This idea of how do I really connect my love of Lego, my love of STEM, and big events and kids. And so I came up with the concept of STEM Moonshot, and that was in February of 2018 at BSU's Engineering Festival.
Okay, the big festival they do.
Right. And so we were kind of the feature. We took over the Simplot Ballroom, and we had in a lot of different activities, but we also then, the kids helped me build an 11.5-foot tall Saturn V. And it's made out of 32,000 brick, weighs about 300 pounds. And the idea was I wanted engineering students and adults to be mentors for teams of kids. And so we cycled them through on the half hour. They learned about the directions. They learned about structure, because it's not just solid brick. It actually uses an internal structure. And then they proceeded to help me build it.
And this same festival is coming up, this coming weekend, correct?
It is, on the 2nd, correct,
okay.
Saturday.
And so you will be there again at BSU's.
Yep, the Saturn V will be there too, so you can come and see it and get your picture next to it. Very popular.
And then, but building activities for kids too, I mean, because this is all
the
based.
Design Within Constraints is going to be there, and then lots of other STEM activities. Lots and lots of other companies will have that, kind of getting people engaged in what is STEM.
And then from there, so that happens February 2nd, this Saturday, but you have another big project that you're doing with the Discovery Center of Idaho.
Correct. They actually approached me some time ago, and they were going to do a bricks exhibit, and they're going to feature Lego in a STEM activity and to further their mission. And it's really fun, and I'm going to be helping them with some of the kind of training their staff on the Lego language. You know, we have a fun technique we call SNOT. Kids love it. It stands for studs not on top.
That's hilarious.
And so we use that a lot in our building techniques. So that's the kind of thing that I'm going to help them with and then do an event. We're also really working hard to come up with a great way to look at the 50th anniversary of the Apollo and the moon landing.
Okay.
So look for something that's going to be even that week of July 20th.
So are you with the Discovery Center, are you helping them also create some of the brick features that they will have at this exhibit?
Yes, I will. And then three other members of the Idaho LUG, the Lego User Group, are contributing as well. So we've got Matt Lincoln has some incredible buildings and houses that he makes. I think he's going to be using a statue. He also has a huge French galleon ship that has a full interior. It's like 6 foot long.
Wow.
The Saturn V will be there. I'll have some other builds there that are more the micro scale stuff. We've got Jake Sadovich, who actually created a Lego kit called The Ship in the Bottle. So this is a Idaho resident who went
on ideas. Oh, that's right. That's right.
So it's a great, great kit. And he's going to be showing off that process, but also a Da Vinci ornithopter that he is actually trying to promote on that Lego Ideas too. And then we have Jared Suarez, who builds stuff that just basically scares the willies out of me.
Oh, that's great.
He builds in Bionicle, and it's like spiders and centipedes is the big one. It's about a 4 foot long centipede. It's just scary as all get out.
Well, and it opens. So this is at the Discovery Center. It will be their next big exhibit. It opens May 10th. They're already advertising for it. I was there with my kids recently, and even all of the staff members are super excited.
Yes.
So I think it's going to be super cool when that happens. But again, you will be at the Boise State Engineering and Science Festival this Saturday, all kinds of STEM activities, as well as Lego.
Come
Lego.
And have fun. Bricks. Lego, yes.
Lego bricks. All right. I've been talking with Scott Bowman, the co-founder of Idaho Lego User Group. I guess I should ask very quickly, if people want to join, just find
Facebook. You. Come to Facebook. Look for our, and we don't charge a fee or anything. But if you volunteer and activate and show your mocks, we give out Lego sets.
Oh, gee. All right. Well, that makes it all worth it right there. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting today.
Thank you very much.